An American icon was born 80 years ago today.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree.
We're going to mark the birthday of Elvis Aaron Presley with two of his favorite things, music and food. It's a found recipe story about the Elvis Presley milkshake.
It's peanut butter, banana, some cooked crispy bacon, and we also used bacon fat and ice cream.
Wait, did he say bacon and bacon fat? Oh, yes, he did. Sean Brock is the owner of the restaurants Husk and McCrady's in Charleston, South Carolina. A couple of years ago, he told us how he created this milkshake tribute to the king.
My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches me.
I am a really big Elvis fan. One of his favorite things to eat was a peanut butter and banana sandwich that he would often fry in bacon fat or like tons and tons of butter. One day, it was right around Elvis's birthday, and I just wanted to do something unique and fun, and immediately thought of those flavors.
I had no milk and butter since I can't be known.
So, two very ripe bananas, vanilla ice cream, just straight peanut butter, some bacon that has been cooked crispy. And there's also a little bacon fat. You want the bacon fat to be cold and solid. The bourbon is really my touch. A lot of people don't know that Elvis actually didn't drink. It's just something we added in there for our own personal amusement.
Oh, let's milk it!
I don't even want to know what the calorie count is going to be. There you go. The Elvis Presley milkshake. And it has, like, chunks of bacon in it. Mmm, so good. It's like all my favorite things.
Sean Brock is a chef based in Charleston, South Carolina. Details on how to make his Elvis Presley milkshake are on our Found Recipes page at npr.org.
And lest you think we're not calorie conscious, we calculated, made a rough estimate of the calories in that shake with the bacon, peanut butter, bourbon, ice cream, and bananas. It's just under 2,400.
And worth every one.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.